Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. You're going to be glad you did because I'm going to introduce you to a new friend, hopefully soon to be old friend. His name is Robert Bloom, and he is the former leader and founder, I guess, of an outstanding advertising organization called Publicis Worldwide. He's an entrepreneur, having built that business from a local advertising shop up to a worldwide organization. He is an advisor to the captains of industry in terms of, especially in terms of growth. Very smart guy, the author of the brand new book, The Inside Advantage. And he says we can call him Bob. Bob, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Well, thank you. It's an exciting undertaking, and it's meant to help people like me who, as a young entrepreneur, tried to grow my business and couldn't find a simple, a clear way to grow the book, and that's what I think I've created.
Well, you know, I want to talk about customers in a minute and saying thank you to them, but you just said something I want to talk about first. You talked to us about the early days. You said something about you couldn't figure out how to grow your business. What was the key? Where did you go? How did you fail, and how did you get over that?
Well, all of us fail every day, and we shouldn't be embarrassed about it if we learn from those kinds of mistakes and grow. So I'll admit to all of those things, but I had a very good experience in growing the business. I've always looked inside my business for something to grow it. That's really the focus of the book. Is The Inside Advantage, mm-hmm. is written to help people look inside, discover, find something inside the business. You should not look outside the business, not try to bolt something onto the business or borrow something from a competitor. Inside every business that I've ever touched in 45 years is something that can grow that business.
And probably something that was being disregarded.
That's correct. It's sometimes is hidden and it's underutilized or it's undiscovered, and it's inside the business. When I was a struggling entrepreneur in Dallas, we started Southwest Airlines was born in my advertising agency. They had no employees when they joined, and that really helped us grow. And then we needed to grow beyond that. And I looked inside my business and found something that catapulted us into a national agency.
You found something unique and what you called an uncommon offering. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I think everybody has to have an uncommon offering. It in fact, of the four steps in my process, which are very, very simple, who, what, how, and own it, what is the most important? And that's the uncommon offering. And basically, it's really quite simple, as all of my book is. And it's... Nobody wants to have a common offering. If you want to have a hamburger, why would you have a hamburger stand? Why would you want a hamburger that's common? Uh-huh. But you don't want a unique offering. People spend too much time looking for something unique. You don't want unique because it takes a long time to get there, and it's highly perishable. Technology could knock it off, or somehow
unique could actually sometimes is also a fad, isn't it?
It can be a fad, and today, because of technology and because of globalization, pricing around the world, it can be made obsolete tomorrow. So what you want is something that's uncommon, and that's the most important thing. But I believe that the most important word in business is customer.
I was talking about that before you got here. I'm glad you feel that way, because my audience knows that this isn't a word that I've just now fallen in love with. I've been going off on my soapbox for years and years about customers and how important they are. Of course, all business owners will agree with us, Bob. But the question is, if we love our customers, why don't we act like that around them? Why don't we let them know that we love them? Why do we have these long faces when we're around customers? Why don't we say to them, John, your business over the last 5 years has made all the difference to my company. I've been able to hire these employees and look at their families, how they're blooming, and look at what we've been able to do to our other customers, partially because of you. Thank you for your business. What's the big deal, Bob? Why can't we do that?
Well, I think it starts with this. I think it starts with getting a vision in your head of your best customer. People say to me, well, what does that mean? Biggest, the longest, whatever you think is your best customer. Who is that individual? What does she or he look like? Try to picture that person in your head. Figure out what car would he be driving? How does he or she dress? What kind of dog does she have? Those kinds of things. Why? Because you want to visualize them as a human being. You can't talk to a statistic or a demographic or groups of people. You can talk to one person, look in their eyes, then you can talk to them emotionally. People want to be, customers want to be reached emotionally as well as tangibly.
And part of that emotion is for somebody to show, to demonstrate that they're valued.
Absolutely. And that emotion, you know, I say in my book and say frequently, the way to grow your business, one big way, is to get that customer to advocate you to other people. Mm-hmm. He or she knows other people, and if you just ask them at the right moment and the right time, not over the telephone, not over a golf game, it should be done very carefully, but they will help you grow.
See, that's the difference. See, that's one of the magic things about an existing customer over a new customer. See, if you know, a lot of people spend so much time trying to get new customers that they disregard their existing customers. Well, let me tell you something, folks. A new customer isn't going to tell anybody about you, but an existing customer will.
That's absolutely true, and it's if you just find someone like that biggest customer, and there are people like that, someone out there that if that person's in your head, that visualization, find one more person, because if that current customer is 20% of your business, whoa, you can get another 20%. You've grown your business.
Yeah. Bob, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're halfway through the secret of Robert Blum's success, and he's had tremendous success, and he's helped some pretty significant organizations have success with this strategy, with this formula. We're halfway through. We're going to do the other half on the other side of these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Robert Blum, the author of The Inside Advantage. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show. You can podcast my shows, all my interviews, all the way back to 99 when we started collecting these puppies, and including the ones we do today, and which will be ready later in the day after we're off the air. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there. Check out the archives of the articles, I should say, thousands of articles and thousands of archives as well. And our Brain Trust members are there. You can find out more about our guest today, Robert Blum, the author of The Inside Advantage. We got more up there on him now. And of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, the only knowledge base for small business in the galaxy, askjim.biz.biz. Check that out and use it to your advantage. All our websites are free, no barrier to entry. If you show up, we'll let you hang out with us and use it to your advantage. Robert Blum, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. As I said, Bob, he says we can call him Bob. Bob, we're halfway through his 4-point key to success for himself, and if you look at his success, you'll want to claim this for yourself. We've talked about the customers, the core customers. Bob says it's the most important word in the marketplace language. He also says that we've got to have not a a unique offering, but an uncommon offering. Now, Bob, what's the difference in that and a niche? What's the difference in an uncommon offering and a niche?
Oh, a niche by definition is small. Uncommon offering, it can be very big, but it's got to be uncommon. Let me give you an illustration. If there's a huge table, and all of your competitors are standing on that table shouting, their customers all around, everybody's shouting, buy from me, buy from me, and you're standing off to the side on a very small, only for your feet, but very strong platform, you're standing alone talking about your uncommon offering. Let them all talk about their common offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're apart. You're different. You look different. You sound different because you are different. You have to be different. And that's what the third step is all about, how. It's all about how you can sell your uncommon offering, your what, to your who. It's very
simple.
Let
me stop you for a second, Bob. Yep. Folks, the big table, that's Walmart. That's where the commodities are. The little table where you are, that's where the unique, the uncommonness is, I should say, as Bob talks about. But the thing that I like about your uncommon offering idea, that what I tell my audience is, you've also not only need to have an uncommon offering, but you need to charge more for it.
I agree with that, and frequently you can, but you have to have that uncommon offering in order to do that.
Don't try to beat the people at the big table with your uncommon offering at their price.
That's absolutely true. Jim,
Small businesses won't make it doing that.
I had a dinner at a restaurant in Italy in September, there's no way to know how many pasta restaurants there are in Italy. This one was totally unique. Didn't cost this guy a penny. You know what he did? He pulled up a chair and sat down at every table. There were no menus, and he helped them order.
So I'll be darned.
It absolutely differentiated his business. Yeah. Didn't cost him anything. Then
you'll go back there next time, won't you?
Absolutely. And ask folks that are listening, what's on your business card? How do you answer your telephone? How do you sign your email address? To put your uncommon offering on there in some special way differentiates you, and over and over again, doesn't cost you anything. There are a lot of things you can do to build your business that don't cost you anything. Look at my book, The Inside Advantage.
How is, you call it the persuasive strategy. What does that mean?
It means you've got to be able to sell your what to your who's. In order to get a connection in my system, I ask that everybody complete their who, their what, and their how, and so forth, in about 10 or 12 words. Brevity is very important. So how is all about how you're going to sell what, your uncommon offering, to who, your core customer, versus everybody you compete with. And everybody sits around it and says, we got the best. Well, friend, you've got to be able to have the best versus everybody else.
But you also got to know who your core customer is, because for small business owners, Bob, everybody is not a prospect for us.
That's correct. And it's what you want in the who is the core customer. It's the big, red, rich center of the bullseye. Don't worry about the concentric circles. Yes, you've got other customers. Worry about that concentric circle. Right. Worry about that center. And visualize who that person is. Talk to him or her. Get to know him emotionally, because your what has to have an emotional component to it. Today,
Bob, I've got about 1 minute left. Talk to us about Own It.
Own It is all about imaginative acts. That's what I was talking about. Do all kinds of unusual things that don't cost you anything or cost you very little to basically own your position.
Find
the
low-hanging fruit. It might even be laying on the ground.
That's correct. That's correct. And if
so,
you
so
do
don't,
these,
you're not just saying own it. You're saying you might already own it.
That you have something. Every business has an uncommon offering inside it. Dig for it.
Mm-hmm.
Go through the four steps in my book, The Inside Advantage, the strategy that unlocks the hidden growth in your business, you can do it in 1 day. 1 day is how the book is written.
Folks, Bob has retired from his company, but the people who he helped to grow are still giving him parties. That's how much valuable they, how much they appreciate his advice over the years. You can find it in the book. It's called The Inside Advantage by Robert H. Bloom. Hey, Bob, thank you for being here. I hope you'll come back another day.
Jim, it'd be my pleasure, and mainly because we sing the same tune.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Bob. I'll see you next time.
Yep.
Robert Bloom, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.